Welcome to another episode of the After the Whistle podcast. I'm Smiley, back on hosting duty. And before we continue, I know that last week we said that KO would be back doing the hosting, but something came up again. So yeah, it's still me doing the hosting.
ECG taking light. ECG taking light.
I don't get confirmation on the reason, but yeah, no KO today. But I'm joined by Fred, our Liverpool correspondent, and the newest married man in town. Mr. Van Gelder is finally back with us as a freshly married man. Make us start with him. Telly, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you to all my fans. I got all your messages on Twitter. At some point, somebody debates me, you did your wedding under the tweets. I say, hey, leave me alone. But I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, Charlie, how my life did so far?
Well, it's very nice, very enjoyable, very cute, very demure. But they censored me too much. So me, I don't know if they send me again. Right now, they can't stage rebellion. If you send me, they say, I don't go. That'd be what I want to do right now. But if they send me right now, too, I will go. But yeah. But it's very nice, very enjoyable. So you put the enjoy like this, or you put no tell we. Boys be fucking. That be how me, I not say boys be fucking.
Yeah, no comment. Fred, Charlie, what's up?
Shall I do? Today I give my Van Gelder some nice presents. So
that's right.
The wedding present, I delay, I'm small. So take one, give him some cool Curtis Jones mix.
I go block you, pay. You, I tell you. You, Miku, we'll get to that.
During the match, your man, they tweet at me all the time. Everything I go see, the man, they reply. And he thinks they can't win the match, because then they play more. See him.
I don't vex, but yeah, we're cool. Good game, though.
A very good wedding present that he gave to him. But before we get there, let's start with the Black Stars again, who I know we talked about them extensively on the last episode. But Charlie, first of all, this weekend, like all the Black Stars boys who were misfiring during the international break, them all just they fire for them at clubs like Kudus, Inaki, Ibrahim Osman. Like, it was all
Jordan.
Like, Jordan scored a very important goal for Leicester. And even again in the Leicester game, Fatau Issahaku was the man of the match.
And I think he had two assists.
So Charlie, all the excuses just went down the drain. Say the boys then just don't know how fire, all of that. But yeah, Van Gelder get a lot of things to talk about from that particular like situation.
Charlie, for me, all I get talk be say, if you be old man, you day house, way then they chop, you know nanka. If you like meat, way if you like meat, way is poor or meat, way no good. Where you know they tell the kiddies, hey, man, and stop. In and come out and they count the kiddies and they chop, or the people that they chop that kind of meat, then they count you out. If you be old man, you day house, you say you there, you know, get sense. You know, take personal responsibility. You know, do your job. But if something happens, you go blame kiddies. If the kiddies know the force, it be you your doorstep, they will take camp put. I just want the record to reflect that under this illegally elected GFA president, because there was a court injunction, that's how I knew that it would not be well with that man. That's how I knew that it would not be well with him. The fact that there was a court injunction. Court who? Not be police or not be like ministry where they say, make you know, it be court. Judge say, halt the elections. Then this guy say, no. Do you know who I am? Go do election. No, just disqualify all your opponents. Like, we can't Liberia, then they do wartime. You want that style. I never they get opposition, but me every day they win 98% of the votes. Can't election be that? And if you do that way, people from them are paying, they curse you, then the Black Stars. Then run at the manifesto, and I did there, they beat your chest. Master. If you cough, you go get. This chest, you go beat. Cough, you go get. You know, they make any sense. You know, they do anything. That speech you give, like, it be some inspirational, this thing. Oh, you have to do this. You have to get the heart and the brains. Kwasia, oh, heart, the brains, and can you football on the internet? Like, make he no can do, like, yeah, like, the coach has his own flaws. The players have their own flaws. But they don't even have a playable pitch. So, you figure, say, they go where Inaki score, you see. That ball, then take pass. There'll be carpet pass. Carpet. Where he control, left foot, right foot. And if it be a cross pass, then go think about that carpet pass. He lets more they go in there, then go dead, go bounce, go some opposition player, and they're free. No, like, this is where they take laugh and things, but at the end of the day, if the Ghana Football Association cannot even boast of a proper training facility, see that nonsense then go build for Pram Pram. That nonsense then go build for Pram Pram. Check, they look like somebody will get in own personal money go build like school block for in private GSS. For Pram Pram.
It's an SAP center of excellence.
There's you see, that's the first problem. There's nothing excellent about that place. If there's nothing excellent, first of all, the buildings are not excellent. The pictures are not excellent. The graphics are not excellent. The way that they talk stuff will be excellent. The my press release will be, there's nothing about the GFA that is excellent. How can you expect the footballers that go there to come out with excellence? You can't. So at the end of the day, what our Black Stars is now is a true reflection. I never see time where team be true reflection of them of the handlers of the team like that before. This be so like one to one, proper one to one. Ya bon musumasa, ya bon musumasa, ya bon musumasa. Nothing excellent about them. So personally, like, I didn't watch any of the two matches because I knew we won't win. I knew that we won't win. Kwesi Appiah had something for us. Do you know how ridiculous it is that a country at war, Sudan, has a better bench, like a better technical bench than the Ghana Black Stars? You know who goes us that one out too? They will come talk here. We are Ghana. We are Ghana today. Who needs you? By the way, hashtag Engel, I'm saying now. But who needs you? Nothing they work for a country, you are in debt. So which one be there? We are Ghana. They talk basa. Then like if like it's like they think if they say we are Ghana like 10 times, it could work. Or I don't know, maybe that's what then as then they go the way it means, that's what they tell them. If I talk we are Ghana 10 times, then it could work give you. No. God, you know be lefty. Sorry to all lefties, but yeah. God, you know be lefty. You know, if we go do something, your things anyhow, then people, then they put in actual amount of work, trying their best to do due process. You think you can always just append them just because you are at the top. No, that's not how it works. If we don't fix the foundations of our football, if we don't get our league properly playing, if the GFA does not personally invest in stadia, fuck the government. The government no pick my say then go do stadium give you. So you GFA, the plenty money you get. Me are the kind of time I did butchie, then we get some FIFA project for on our side. That they butchie land, but butchie boys know the figure go play ball for them. If you go there, then go quash you. So we don't go there. Yeah. At the end of the day, our football is a reflection of where we are. When the players go to places where the administration is better, the technical know-how is better, the facilities are available, the you know, the sweetness of the pudding is there. We can see it. It did there. That be how then the free play nonsense go math, then Kudus go free miss, but he go come west time long way banyan. Inyaki go make run, no pass. He go this now. He go make run and then find him 2 goals. Jordan the fifth goal last minute. For how they go byline, cut back, go ball. Yeah. That's how we like it in this time. We then continue to play for them a club like that. Me, I don't blame the players. I don't blame the coach. They have their fair share of blame. But for now, because of that nonsense thing that Keto Kreku go do, they hit all day them at doorstep. Unless they decide to fix up, nobody's going to come at the players and say, the players are massing. I'm on your idea. Do a bomb. Nah. You go set this. You go set criteria to go hire coach. Like, you put it out there. Hiring a mechanical engineer. They go hire mechanic. They can't tell, like, no. Like, you say they search mechanical engineer. They go hire mechanic. They're all engineer, you forget. All right, continue.
A track record of winning for the past 15 years. Then you have a coach who has never handled any club or anything before.
I get a question about that. Is it that we didn't get our first choice? Like, you know, sometimes you go down the line and you don't find anyone.
Forget.
You see,
they had choices. They had, and per what the GFA said, good quality coaches submitted their CVs.
They said they had an abundance of top quality coaches.
So if Otuado sits on top of all those coaches, first of all, it's either you're a liar in terms of the criteria or the people that submit this thing. If it's them Uzbekistan under 12 coach, Kosovo under 19 coach.
Mariano Barreto
in Kuzonwe, now he starts coaching for Serbia. Or, you know, San Marino, the guy who scored him a first goal in international football ever. E2 submits his CV. Those are the only people I can see Otuado CV being better than. Outside of that, it makes no sense that you're telling me that you had an abundance of quality coaches submit their CVs. And you say, do you know who is better than all of these? Are you aware? Do you want me to tell you? Then they tell you, yes, sir, tell us. Yes, sir, tell us. So, Otuado. Then they clack you and then they go bring a cap. Because they pay $50,000 a month. Myself and they are the few arrange cones better person. Yeah, come on for there. Boy, let's move on.
Yeah, so in summary, if the fundamentals of your GFA are weak, the results will expose you.
Exactly. So,
moving on to the very special gifts that Fred gave to Van Gelder. Liverpool smashed Chelsea 2-1.
Yeah, that will be smashing. They score with 2-1. We want smash. Smash it before 4. If it's called 4,
no, you see, if they play plus KD, right, you just they won't make it feel like if they touch the ball. If they touch the ball, then you will take the ball away. That goal will they take, dude. That'll be smashing.
So, yeah, Liverpool beats Chelsea 2-1. And Fred, I want to talk to you first about this. How do you feel about the result? Do you think also that this is like the biggest sign that you are a serious contender for the title? Because right now, they'll be like, you're a Man City lead away.
I'm still not sure. And the main reason being that, all jokes aside, Chelsea actually shook me in the first 30 minutes. So I don't know whether it was a tactical thing, maybe we weren't pressing properly, but Chelsea were really opening us up in the first 30 minutes. But I also think that maybe it was a tactical thing where the man actually wanted to be a bit defensive. So he's not necessarily almost like idealistic, like how Klopp would be, where Klopp would say, we play our style, everyone has to conform to it. But one thing I'll give the guys, we are winning, and it's hard to create chances against us. So Chelsea had most of the ball first half, or had a lot of the ball, but I can't really remember like any clear-cut chances that Chelsea really had, like where... Maybe
first half, zero, we had 0 shots on target in the first half.
Exactly. Keller made a save or something. And that has been the running theme over this season. Like, my major complaint in the past few years was that Alisson was making too many one-on-one saves. Like, people say Alisson is the best keeper in the world, and I truly believe he is, because the number of one-on-one saves that Alisson makes every game, at least last season or two seasons ago, that was just too much. It wasn't sustainable. And people used to say that it wasn't sustainable. But nowadays, like, I mean, our keepers make saves and keepers have to make saves in games. But teams are not creating that many chances against us. That, like, we still play a high line, but that thing where people play one long ball and they are gone through one-on-one, it's not happening. So that defensive solidity makes me think it's possible, because you still have Salah, you still have Luis Diaz, right? You still have Jota. And those people are difference makers. And to be honest,
sorry,
winning
Fred,
the title,
sorry,
the year
Fred,
we won the title.
Sorry. What about Dawizi?
Oh, you... Please. Let's focus. But yeah, so you still have like Liverpool is set up in a way that our front three is always solid. Like you can get goals from everywhere. Even Gakpo will come in and score, Jota will come in and score. Sometimes even Nunes comes in and scores. So if you have a good defensive setup, then you are set up to most likely win the league because we can go away to these random teams and they are not getting chances. And then Salah will give one magical pass and then we scored. So in that vein, I think that we could do something. I don't think we'll necessarily win the league just because I still think Arsenal and Man City have a stronger squad. And the fact that we didn't sign anybody, like we'll go sign Chiesa. You can't make like Thiago every day hits. We go buy damaged goods. So if we really wanted to win the league, I think we needed one center midfielder and like another defender. And that's the problem. Like right now, the way we are going, we are fine, but with injuries, we may not necessarily be in. And going into the Christmas period, there's going to be injuries just because of the number of games. So I'm still hesitant, but I think I will be more certain after the next international break. Because between now and then, we play Chelsea, we play Arsenal, we play Aston Villa, we play Brighton. I think we play Real Madrid. We play so many like top teams. So I just want to see how we manage that. If around that period we are still around 2-3 points behind the top, then I think we can go for it. Because Van Dijk is just a once-in-a-lifetime defender that we've got. Salah is a once-in-a-lifetime striker that we have. And then Alisson is also a once-in-a-lifetime goalkeeper. And we have Trent, you get me? Trent is also, like, his creativity from the back is just different level. And just having that once-in-a-lifetime type players, it could lead us to the league. So,
real quick, speaking of Trent, it looks like in head Real Madrid this way, I'm small. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel? So I think that would be the most atrocious thing a Scouser has done to Liverpool. And the reason why I'm saying that is I don't mind him leaving. I mind him leaving on a free. Right. If I'm a supporter of Liverpool, right, and I know that, oh yeah, Liverpool, the way they are going right now, I don't see myself there. But I'll leave Liverpool in a way that they are set up for success. And Liverpool is a team that's basically a sell to buy team. Right. So him leaving on a free, I think, would be very wicked. But the way it's going right now, to be honest, I'm just trying not to read the news. I'm hoping that he signs a contract because the main reason, like, I'm not opposed to Trent leaving. I don't want the whole thing about Steve Gerrard. You know how Steve Gerrard retired and people are saying, oh, Steve Gerrard never won the league. And it's because he stayed at Liverpool too long. And I'm fine with Trent leaving, to be very honest. But leaving on the free, that's wicked. That I don't think it's... Because if you left to, let's say, 50, 60 million, we can use to go and buy some other two. You know how FSG, they do them. Go sell this one and they go buy some small parts for you. So that's the only thing. But out of the three, Van Dijk, Trent, Salah, in terms of priority, to me, is Van Dijk first. Like, we have to sign Van Dijk to a new contract. Trent, and then maybe Salah. Because, like, Trent mainly because he's a Liverpool guy and he's a Scouser. And he's younger. That's probably why. But in terms of priorities, I think it's Van Dijk, Trent, and then Salah.
Van Gelder, moving on to you. So according to what you were saying earlier, like, you know, really Bob has the results because you feel like Chelsea played well.
Yeah. This is a game that reflects where we are at the moment. So for me, from the start of the season, I've said it is this period that I'll use to judge whether we've made progress or not. Right? So in the next couple of games, just like they've got tough fixtures. We've got Arsenal. I think we've got Man United as well. We've got Newcastle as well to play. So between now and the next international break, I want to see how many points we pick from these games. I believe that will be a fair reflection of where we are headed as a team. Do I like what I've seen so far? Bits and pieces of it I do. Parts of it I don't. Defensively, I don't think we are as solid as we should be.
All be bomb. I tell you this thing before. The defense all be bomb. Sanchez, bomb. Tosin, bomb. Colwell,
guy.
Bomb. Somebody say Colwell. If ball did the box, then he started panicking.
No, you see, which is for me is unfair. The reason it's unfair is I am not his biggest fan, but this season, up until today, he had been
bomb.
Really solid for
AB
us.
AB bomb.
He had been really.
But they are shilling for us today. But they actually,
I know. They won't make you talk where you don't want to talk. That's it. Yeah, I won't make you talk where you don't want to talk. That's it. Oh, but look, at the end of the day, just like you have Virgil van Dijk, and that assuredness, calmness, experience, brilliance that he has affects the entire back line. It goes through everybody there. We lost that in Thiago Silva. Thiago Silva leaving means we no longer have that good, assured, calm head at the back who says, go up, stay back, wait, move, close that space, do this, do that. We don't have it. And the partnership had been cool for Fana for maybe 5 games in a row. They were beginning to really build a proper partnership. They were playing well, shutting teams up, you know, doing the best they could defensively. Then Fofana gets a yellow card in the previous game. Then he's suspended for this one. Right? So then Tosin has to come in. But if you do watch, Tosin is not our starting centre-back in the Premier League. So we have two squads. Even when they play the what do they call it? Conference League.
Shift A and Shift B teams.
This will be 18-hour economy with the round for the club. No? So some people, they come first shift. There's some other people that come second shift. So the people that come the second shift, you know, those are the people that some of them had to be engrafted into today's game. And some of them proved why they play in the second team.
Who would be the second shift players?
Tosin. Me, I'm not a fan of Tosin. Personally. I didn't think the signing was necessary. But he's an experienced Premier League player and it was free. So, hey, who can ride against a free transfer, right?
Now, who else?
And then... So Reece just came back from injury.
Reece be second this thing.
But he just came back from injury. Like, this is his first game in like 10 weeks.
Yeah, but he's been back. He's been training.
Bro, you and I know training pitch fitness and match fitness are two totally different things. Right?
But he actually played well. I mean, he caused the second one, but he played well.
I think that's what I said. Largely. By and large, I think we played really well. Do you know the funny thing? This is the most touches we've had. This game is a game we've had the most touches in your box since 2016.
He take loose, no?
He will take loose.
Touches. Yeah, what do you think touches?
No, but my point is, just like you are saying that in the first 30 minutes, we just kept breaching and breaching. Sometime will come, we will just be so good at that. If we breach behind, we go ball.
My case be say, Chelsea has spent 1.5 billion. You can't tell me that this is good.
Well, technically, we've not spent 1.5 billion. Unless
how much have you spent?
Like a billion. 500 million. It was like 1 billion. I don't know why I'm taking the 500.
They said even Chelsea has spent 1.2 billion more than Liverpool.
You have spent a billion as last year or something.
But you see, when we are talking about the money, do we also count how much we've gotten back? Or how that much? One only counts?
No, how much?
Like
do the net spend. The net spend safe.
If you can't, nobody can do that. Because, you know why? Smiley the smile because he not say, if you can't net spend, yeah.
Do the net spend.
I forgot check. I don't have.
Do the net spend. The net spend, Seth, still, you spent at least 800 million.
Oh, no. That's not true.
Those fraud deals, then you organize.
If you do net spend, we will be around like 200 million.
Oh, you did lie.
I'm not playing.
You did lie.
I'm not playing.
You sold 1 billion. There is no way. Unless you do money laundering. Unless you guys do money laundering.
Yo.
So me, my case, we say you people spend plenty money. You know, get excuse. You say Copama, he's cold. When a player, they get Wolves and teams, those tossing teams, then they feel cool. Play when the lights are bright. When the lights are bright,
so
your man.
Let me just give it this.
Like you know play ball.
Make I show you something. This last window. Since the start of the 2024 winter window, Chelsea next spent 50 million. 50.
But how much you spent?
We've spent 206. And we've received...
It'd be fake news.
It'll be fake.
200 million since the
start of this year. So from January to date. January to date. 206. And then we've gotten back...
This year you buy more of the bump. Like, last year, you buy more solid players. This year, it'd be like...
This
Vega and things, where they from?
Hey, who is that Vega bump? Make it on move to my senior master left back with that. Liverpool, they give you 2 years. 2 years.
Nah,
Vega is like 18 years or something.
So my thing with Chelsea is you guys have spent a lot. Obviously.
I agree that we should give credit to the coach.
I give credit to the coach.
I agree we should be better.
You guys
have
Caicedo, you have Enzo, you have Nkunku. See the attack. Nkunku, Kopama, Madueke 74 nowadays. Like today, you know how shocked I was to see that Joao Felix, they did the bench. Like, it be after five substitutions, Joao Felix made in consideration.
We will do make smiling meal to me, I beg you. In boy with
so
that. I beg you.
And Sterling like this, you people go donate them. I'm sure there are some more players you people go donate. So, you people no get excuse. Top four should be the least. Like, top four should be the least. You shouldn't be saying, we force.
No. But when I was asked, where do I expect us to finish at the end of the season? I expect us to be in top four come May 2025. That is what I will accept. Anything less than that is a failure. I'm not hearing it. It'd be simple. I've not said we shouldn't make top four or whatever. I'm just saying that we are playing against a team that's conceded only 2 goals this season in the Premier League. Now, lie.
People say we were playing easy matches, so that's why.
I mean, you played Ipswich and them lot. But, hey, look.
And that's why we put you in the spliff today, too. We added you to the long list.
You didn't put us in the spliff. Referee donate to penalty give you because of Anfield atmosphere.
The and second one, Seth. That one, Seth, we donate for you people. That's in the penalty.
That matter.
Stop that.
Where Musala in brilliant pass. He does say we sell him give for everything. After today, it's still the pain. We say we make sorry until you score us plenty, you assist plenty. Let's make it go. But you know, he picking my back to the game. I think we Liverpool are ahead of us, and that's fine. I'm not sad about it. I'm honest enough to admit that Liverpool are ahead of us. You can tell that they have taken on board, like the shift from Klopp to this guy is not as wide. So they are able to take on board what he's doing. And he's a very good tactical coach. You can tell he's able to read the game and say, okay, make a tweak this here, make a change this there, make a move this guy closer, make a open this side small. If not, this and this and this will happen. And that is, for instance, the reflection from their defensive record. Liverpool haven't always been this defensively astute team, even under Klopp. But all of a sudden, they are not leaking goals. They are not, you actually have to work and play like the way we split them open for Jackson's goal. That is the kind of ball you have to play in order to score against Liverpool. You can't just, Van Dijk will do some ampam, then it will go Kunate, then you're not going to know how, then go clear him, then you go take him. No, you're not getting that. You're not getting that. So, credit to Liverpool. good game. I enjoyed it. I thought both teams tried to play their own game. In the end, Liverpool's game came on top. So kudos to them. I'm happy with the performance of Chelsea Football Club. I can see that we are progressing well. We are moving in the right direction. We are 8 points better off this season than we were last season.
But you are 3 points above Man United, who have had a poor season.
We are 3 points above Man United because we just lost to Liverpool.
I'm not with the league.
We just lost to Liverpool, so I don't know how. If I lose, when somebody win, it's not like I don't expect them to.
I mean, but you two lost to Liverpool, so it'd be the same.
Yeah, so we are within the
11th.
Yeah, so you look at the gap between 6th and 11th, right? And if we are just 3 points above them, that tells you that even probably there's somebody beneath us who's just like I think Spurs is 7th, and they're 1 point behind. So the gap, even like you then, Arsenal, the gap be what? It'll be 3 points. Or Hey, sorry. But you then City be one.
You be one.
Where me then Arsenal be three. I'm sixth. Arsenal is third. But the difference between myself and Arsenal is 3 points. A goal no cry. I think I have more goals. Or something like that.
So you go finish above Arsenal.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that where we are right now and the points difference doesn't necessarily mean much. Because everybody can tell you that Arsenal is factually a better team than Chelsea. And that is why they are ahead of us. It's like, it's hard
but
to...
But everyone cannot factually tell you that Chelsea is better than Man United.
No, unless you are being dishonest. Chelsea are factually a better team than Manchester United. We proved that last year. We finished ahead of them, and we're ahead of them now.
Hey, last year, they finished about...
Yeah, they finished 8 too. We go that Carabao way, then we lose, you know. That FA Cup, then win, it make them go Europa. Like, we they go Europa, we then go win, then go fluke some of them. See, make it not calm me my anger. That's why we did this bomb conference.
Yeah, but what? You spend 1.5 million, you decide to go to Europa.
No. Then we had Pochettino. That guy said he's a hindrance from below. He hates me from afar, but that'd be cool. But at the end of the day, look, I'm not worried. Again, I want to see how we progress through this next line of fixtures. Man United, Newcastle, Arsenal. 6 points in the rest or out of these three games, I'm happy. Anything less than six, I'm actually quite upset, to be honest. Anything less than six, I'm actually quite upset. I think we've not performed well. And that's Chelsea fans will not agree with me, but I think we should beat Manchester United and we should beat Newcastle. I don't know about Arsenal, but Man United and Newcastle, those should be two wins. And I don't want to hear draw or loss or something like that. I just want to see WW move on with our lives. Finish.
So moving on Saturday, we saw Arsenal lose to Bournemouth 2-0, which was a very huge damaging defeat in terms of the title race. And that defeat was also heavily influenced by a red card to William Saliba in the first half. There's been a lot of controversy and debate, mainly among Arsenal fans, because we know how Arsenal fans move. Nothing is ever fair against them. Nothing is ever right. There's an agenda against them, conspiracy between the world forces who have decided that they never want Arsenal to succeed in this life. Fred, was it a red card or not?
Red. It be clear red. Make nobody lie you. It be clear red. See, Arsenal fans won't do it be clear red. And you know how you know it's a red card. During the time it happened, right? Even the Arsenal fans were admitting, oh yeah, this thing be red. Then some people now started bring some videos, say, oh, Howard Webb, they use some earpiece, they talk plus the VAR. No, the Arsenal fans, as he say, some of them started changing their mind. It be clear red. If you be the guy they go through on goal, Ben White way be the recovering defender. No day near the ball. He couldn't recover. The ball was actually going towards the goal. That's another thing that's part of that clear. Where you go pull the guy. Whether the guy they go one-on-one plus your keeper, the keeper then they retreat. So as the ball come back, the keeper was actually retreating. He was going back to his post. So the way it was going, Ivanosin was going to be one-on-one with the goalkeeper, where your man go pull up. It be record. I don't know how this one says it be argument. And the thing you say, me, like, I understand we all the bab. Like, I think that's it's a general thing. The referees are incompetent. Like, today, the referee today, he just they call some things where, you know, before, like, they remixing own things. So they are not consistent, right? But I want Arsenal fans to take away this whole perception that there's some people be day back, they chase Arsenal in particular. Like, no, you for win your games. You go, they score you, then you go lose. You go get a red card. But Arsenal have had this problem since 2019. They are one of the most indisciplined teams. And they've been proudly saying that they are playing dark arts football. So dark arts, yeah, I mean, the red card, they come back. So this particular one, I mean, the Clarice one, remember we said that one was a little bit dicey. But this one, I mean, red card. It be clear red card, like make them no do like somebody they cheat them. So Arsenal still looks solid because even with the red card, they could have won. Martinelli was the one who missed that chance. Like if Martinelli had scored that chance, I think Arsenal would have won the game. So they still look solid. But this whole thing where people they chase them, nobody get them at time. Right now they say the referee be the VAR be Liverpool fan. Or be the referee. One of them. They say he be Liverpool fan. Where them go get that news from? Me said the referee. I know your name before. Like if you be Liverpool, like, at least I am. They need to stop this thing. Arsenal then get some paranoia, and it's too much online, to be honest. Me right now, I just mute all those that are big Arsenal accounts, because some of the things that they talk, like, it really not make sense to me.
Well, Gilda, do you agree with this? Especially considering the fact that Arsenal fans are using today's situation with Chelsea as an example of why they were cheated, because there was also a similar situation where, was it too simple?
The Liverpool coach self can't talk the same. First of all, Arsenal fans, please, like, get some decorum. Act like you've been here before. Don't do like, it be now. Then they do that, but we like, fraud boy, we right now know you get new money. Go buy Corolla. If they come, you buy two tests for inside. They make noise. The whole neighborhood, nobody for bed. It's like, if you buy Corolla. That's what they do. If them bed, no, if them park them my car, wait somebody to pass by, no, hey, make no watch inside my car. Master. Maza, make them act like they've been here before, yeah? Act like a big club. What's this? Every week, I think Arsenal fans, because they don't play enjoyable football anymore. This is my hot take. They don't play enjoyable football anymore, so now they go into match days looking for problems from this scene, from referees. So they don't go get something talk. Because if you did that one, another corner kick to go. Oh, another. You know, if we talk, we slice them open. Then I be corner kick. Free kick. That is. Look.
Glorified Stoke.
I watch that thing. See, I watch that thing. I say, oh, this doesn't look like a red. Ref, maybe ref. Wait, then I see the replay. Maza. He don't go. He don't hold the guy handle. Like me no beko, that patch me no beko, that patch me no beko vibe. Maza, he be red. We see where Ben White did, as Fred was saying. Tosin's own, if Tosin had lost Salah, I don't know, I think it was Salah or Jota, one of them. Jota. You know, Jota is an uber quick guy that, what's his name? Kobo couldn't have recovered defensively and gotten the ball back from. Right? So, they shouldn't act like it's the same thing. Yeah, it looks the same because it was around the same area. The difference is that the distance between Cowell and Cowell and Tosin is far smaller, and hence Cowell could make that recovery run as compared to Ben White and Evan Nielsen. It's not the same. Secondly, it's not the fault of the VAR or the red card that Martinelli. It not being your fault. Me, that guy, I think I put fraud was like 2 seasons ago. So he did it. He then Gabby Jesus, the difference, we say one if you do so. And the other, you know, if you do that. That's the only difference. Them sharpers, those two players, them shower. Like, as I for, like, you get bomb off. You know, if it's called bomb off. Even with 10 against 11, when they played against City, that 45 minutes, when they say, check like them win championship, man, then concede one goal. They couldn't do the same thing. Also, where was the asset piece coach?
Oh, they did though. You know what, my match?
Oh,
where was the match during the second half, then guess what?
Only they coach them, how then they do the dark arts.
Then guess what, the man can't do that. They point. He said, make this ball go here. But the problem, you see, the haram corner then they play, you know? It be Saka way, it be fundamental to the corner. So if Saka no day there, then the thing Yawa can't happen. Saka gets on looping cross B, if they do.
If they do, but yes, they do say, like some way, be.
Yeah, Saka but be the say, Charlie Adam for the team, is that?
Yeah, Saka be the Charlie Adam. Because Saka gets some place, if they play the ball, doom, then we go there, the keeper in front. And then you see the killers, they push, then they push, 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 push.
Man, why go can't do that? You go can't take the keeper, then the keeper will jam it, then go head, then go ball. Now, think I said, we don't watch this. We watch this since all. Wait,
another thing about the referee thing, you see. Arsenal fans, go if you go watch Ipswich versus Southampton. Hey, the guy blocked the ball. why he blocked the ball? Why this guy kicked the ball away? Then he'll go snip the video. Like
if you be Arsenal, random... like they give you red card.
Exactly.
Who the hell cares about Ipswich versus Coventry? Who?
Any random match today, then say Gravenberch blocked the ball. Gravenberch forget yellow card. Why Gravenberch no? Like, are you going to be saying this the whole season? Hey.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. It, where you notice two saves, someone Arsenal boy you will know. If them lose, pet he go talk say that be why them spoil the game. You know they watch. Why that we, you know, you make I just move on. All I know we say Arsenal are a good team. Yeah, they are a good team with horrible fans. That's the truth. They are a good team, a very, very solid team. Me, I'm a Chelsea fan. Nobody loves Haram Ball more than me. I love it. This one, it'd be 2024 version of Haram Ball. As I see him, I'm like, wow, Jose Mourinho will be proud.
Three DMs, four center backs.
Yes.
one attacking midfielder way, then convert to striker. So this be like eight midfield, they lock everything.
They get like eight. They got eight. Because if they play four CBs at the back,
yeah.
You convert two CBs to become fullbacks. Then he has two DMs.
Three. Yes, he play Merino. The Merino, they say it'll be DM, but me, I say I'm DM. Merino, Partey. Declan Rice, and Partey.
Never mind. Anyway, hey, so for a 3DM, 4 center back, Raya, all of a sudden, if they're not DM, all of a sudden, you know the pickage. Then cross on Bob, you know, he can't collect you, he's filler.
But you know, another thing, the dark arts thing with the talk, no?
Yeah.
It'll be part of the reason why we go lose to Sudan. You both know they see.
Calm down.
International break, they come. They say Partey gets some mysterious illness. Havertz gets some this thing. Every time, Arsenal players alone, if then they go international break, something happen and he's sick. He get knee injury. He go get hamstring.
If they make the guys some other team be, then the one they know be dark hat. Then be passion. I don't want to talk about that.
So then they do that thing. Way Partey no come way right now. Sudan go take do we for the distance.
For the Kumuruku right now. For if we go AFCON.
Because Partey, I should say the 13 and say if you go, you are not playing again.
Saudi. They tell them say Saudi. They say go on Saudi.
Exactly. Yeah. Stay in London or go to Saudi.
I'm sorry. Say the way they like London, you go there. But at the end of the day, look, I think Arsenal fans should just take it on the chin. It happens. The referees, I think we all agree, are incompetent. And if the referees are incompetent, it cannot be statistically possible that they will sit down and conspire like, you know the team we want to pick on. You know the team we want to destroy. Arsenal Football Club. Arsenal Football Club. Let me the team with us. Bro, like, you just got nice things yesterday. Don't even...
Yesterday was not part of the cheating. Yesterday was a clear red card. The only thing is they said Howard Webb was also part of the decision.
Howard Webb can't do inspection of referee performance. Referee, you see that today, you the work that your boss did around that, you know, now you should have to, you the type the keyboard harder, you do your special like this, they watch them, they go arm again, they go check that touch, it be me or the computer, the system, right now, when they go talk to you, you know the work, I knew it. That be what the referee they do. He sees the boss there, the top there. He say today there are no mistakes. The guy you hold him, red card.
You hold him, red card.
If I remember no day himself, like Arsenal will get yellow.
Wait, I should say even the you see they say he was there monitoring communications, and the referee give the yellow card first. So the referee won't give the yellow card. So say go show Howard Webb say yeah, at least we are communicating, and that we can then say okay, it should be a red, and then that so that we have better. It'd be red.
Make Arsenal come up for them. They'll lose that. They'll go lose to Bournemouth. If Bournemouth score you, Raiola be good coach. If he catch you, score you 2-1. 2-0. It'll be anything. Make them come up for them. Every day, my coach, they act like he be Ipe. You know, they say, meanwhile, you don't get anything, take puts in name in front. Make it come up for them.
So you're moving on. Again, on Saturday, Man United beats Brentford 2-1.
Hey, come back, Kings. Allah.
The body where he had no get shape, bro. Right now, the head, they use up.
I want to talk something before we go into it. I just want to talk to Kawa say right now, he can't review in position on Rasta men because if no be Pep, like bald men, be like them, be the real. If them be the real threat to humanity, but Pep, what Pep they do, they prop them up, so it they make
carry them single handedly.
Challenge. If you J Pep, then they drop to like almost the level of Rasta man, but it will be cool. Make we continue.
So yeah, Man United beats Brentford after a small scare where they went behind but managed to rally and win the game 2-1.
Wasn't a small scare. First of all, you didn't concede in 2 minutes. Brentford have been doing that bastard thing for the past like 3-4 weeks where they start the game and in the first 2 minutes they score.
I think it was four games in a row.
Yeah, so now, first of all, United don't concede in the first 2 minutes. So, well done to United. Fred, we will clap give them. Wait a second, lead to more importantly, then do come back. Very clap. Hey, Haaland, post Haaland.
Hey, seriously, the guy, he scored a goal. I said that. I know if he believes in that guy. You see, Gabriel Jesus, the Martinelli shot. That guy sharp as the two of them combined.
Pimples Haaland.
Pimples Haaland force, yes, you. Pimples Haaland force, yes, this one. I'm not saying you know the try, but yes, he play
ball. Wow, yeah. Me now. Hey, I'm not saying one make me the honorary mention before we go start dissection. I want to give honorary mention to Uncle Carlos Casemiro. Just be saying if I tone down that first time passes to nobody, you know, if I tone that thing down. But yes,
Rashford was rolling back the years. Rashford,
you know, say the UK right now, what's the NBC then? Say, make you stop the play football, make you go to an MP. Mm. Manchester South, make you go stand for them.
They look like you will feel forced.
Like you go win. You go feel win the elections. Easy crowd. So,
I'll go campaign, give up.
You know, me and Stefan Golef will go campaign for them. I say, I vote for Marcus Rashford. Thank you. Vote for Marcus Rashford. Thank you. So, okay,
yes, too. When a guy makes Smiley proud, just give me the light. Yes, defend. See, he had all the bleed in everything.
Hey, Charlie said, I put my life on the line. He said, I see United fans taking picture where they take. You see that village in one way to the bleed, where they bandage up. They take two and say, we've got our monster back. I said, hey.
Yeah, wow. And you say he then jam, they say, oh, make you go get treatment where they score them. So it be scored the late note, that's why they concede. Yeah, yesterday, the boys were doing well.
But when Licha pass,
good.
Licha play left back.
Hey, so I'm saying that Ten Hag is playing, he to start to do that cast. Why not? He play center back.
No, the Licha, it be the left back now if I play. No, he be short too much.
The thing is, this season, Licha hasn't been good. Like, wow, he's been very disappointing. There's a reason why was it in the Porto game, both him and De Ligt were taken off because then the two of them just went to sit off. But Licha in particular, this season is like he hasn't come back as the same player. So, like, you know how United fans were in love with him this season. I've noticed a number of people who are changing their opinion about him. Even me, I think I might be one of them. Initially, when we signed De Ligt, the whole idea was that Licha and whether De Ligt or Euro or whoever. But now the whole the view is changing to rather De Ligt plus Euro or something, because Licha just hasn't come back as the same player. And even the left back he played, me, I'm still very cautious, because even playing as a left center back, he's been a type of player who he can't really defend big spaces. So if somebody isolate them for the full back area, then go eat them always.
I get a question. Is it because he's short? In leg, quick, make him catch there.
Like, I mean, there are short players who are able to do it. So I just think his acceleration for one is slow. You know, there are players who they are not slow, but they have very slow acceleration. So it takes them a while to just get to their top speed. I think the leg two is something that affects him, but Licha two is also one.
But the next is out as he defeat 10. He they turn them Maguire self defeat 10 quick pass up. If Maguire be like articulator, the link be like ship. Hey! We said today with the praise Man United.
Sorry, you go ahead.
I get a question. Smiley, what about, I've got to mention your favorite player, Bruno Miguel Borges Fernandez.
You see,
Captain Fantastic.
You see, me if I talk, they say I hate. But Bruno, I've been saying it for a while, that Bruno, if you're a player who you need assists and goals for them to say that you are playing well, one day the assists and goals go dry up and then we go see your true colors. Because the thing is that Bruno has always been the player for a long time. He's been a player that's like, usually his best performance, if you say he gives some crazy assists, he scores some crazy goal. But when you take those things away, then you see that like the all-round performance, it's not been good. Like, see Eriksen, for example. Eriksen, the thing about United, I've been saying for a while now, is that usually when United play well, it's because Eriksen is playing well. The problem is that you can't get too many good performances from Eriksen because, again, like, so a guy there, you know, be like, you get half. So you just have to pray that he's on his game on a particular day. So if he's not playing well, you know that you're not going to get much from that team because he's the only player who is able to do the things that he does. He's the only player who can control the tempo. He's the one who can give that intelligent passing in the middle. Because Casemiro, like you said, he gets that same way. You didn't know that he just gives some foolish one-time pass
lie.
For no reason.
I'm not going to lie to you. Casemiro, the player like he gets the mental sickness where one Alzheimer's or dementia, where one they make once a while, then they go cry something. He gave me like, he the player like he get one of the one way if... If we can, you can figure out, I recognize this. This is a football. This is a pitch. I am Carlos Casemiro. I have 5 Champions Leagues. There you go, first. But more often than not, if his sickness can play, they play like, I don't want to be here.
Casemiro, make I tell you, the issue with Dumbisi, he spent his whole career playing with Cruz and Modric. So his job was that you just take the ball and take give the ball less for the midfield inside. Right now, you come United, you see them, no, nobody be Modric for them, nobody be Cruz for them. So right now, me too, I for sure people say me too, I'm not ball play. So he too, they take some kind of risk where you never saw him taking at Real Madrid.
Well,
like, he they see body like Pelu, like they won't take some kind of long passing kind of guy. So yeah, he that's in the duam. Bruno too is Bruno. Like, sometimes you just don't know. The hero ball day inside too much. So sometimes you just won't pass the ball, like, patiently to the front. Then Bruno gets bored and boom. He just won't do something out of the blue. So Eriksen is the only person who is level-headed in the midfield where, like, yeah, he can just do that intelligent passing. But
where my star boy, where my brother, the Kwabname?
He's injured for the next 6 weeks or so.
Six
games or seven games.
That guy in gasket blue, like, the guy.
Hey! You tell fan belt. You hurt my boy.
What did they do for Barca? That what they do for?
I got a question for you. Yeah. What about red light Pep? What you do this match? If you say in tactics work, or if you say Thomas Frank or Abon,
the players just galvanize themselves. We lose chair. We go behind where the players just ginger them. My body goes. I don't give any credit to him for this result. Like, it's just a number of players who decided to turn up, like Rashford, like you guys were saying, Rashford turned up. Hoyland gave probably his best performance in months. Like, I don't remember the last time.
I remember. That 9.5 player you go by way, everybody told me, say, in back to go. I want the record to reflect that Hoyland has better hold up play than.
See,
what be name check is?
Zegzi. Honestly, Zegzi. I know go talk say Hoyland get better hold up play. But the problem is that Zegzi, that's all he wants to do. He doesn't want to be in the box. He doesn't want to be on the receiving end of chances. Like, every time you pass ball given for the box inside, then he look like he shocks say you pass give me. Like,
say me?
Like, he forget say me I be the striker. Like, me I be score goal. Like,
he go talk me?
He doesn't have the anticipation to be a striker. I mean, I've been saying it for a while. Like, sometimes it just takes one game for you to see that this guy just doesn't have it in him. I just don't think that guy is
built. It not be that, too. He did play like he no suffer for life before. You see, those...
But if you look in head and face, he don't look like he suffer before.
Like, see people, see the South American players, simple. Like the people from Uruguay, the way they run. Like,
that's my biggest pet peeve.
What the players with them, they like touches. And the Zegzi,
he looks like
some very solid player to me. Or me, I don't go lie. I actually think he's a good player. But his default position is that when they pass him, he has to pass it back. Like,
I touch. Oh, 1-2. Everything be 1-2.
So that one, yeah, the way he play, he check like he don't make wow. Like he tell like we play small post. You see the small post, then you want to do some nice 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Boy, we
no, not because you just play small post. You know, say sometimes small post if you make serious, that you play small post where the girl you like they watch, you touch attach. Sometimes something for some pass, he won't go. So say he goes like, oh wow, come in. I say, pass that one, make me go.
You see, Zegzi, like me, the red flags I've seen in this game, I just don't think he'll be a top striker. Maybe he can be something else, but not a top striker. Because
but he already told you that he's not a striker. You see, I don't like this. You know, if people tell you who they are, believe it. The guy come, then based on interview, he said, me, number 9, lie. I'm a 9.5. I'm a 9.5. That'd be how the base Gabriel Jesus to say goal scoring is not really my thing. It we just one day there. I'm among with the boys. I'm among with the boys, you know. Yeah, we are there, had fun. Says he goes score go bad there. Nah. So I don't know why like Arsenal fans will expect Gabriel Jesus to score like 15 or 20 goals. He tell you already say he know the like goal score. You too, he tell you say you know be striker, he'd be 9.5. Why not we research what be 9.5? Supporting striker or attacking midfield. I don't know the position in him. But he said be 9.5. Make no call him striker. He be 9.5. Thank you.
So yeah, like the thing about him is that already every time he misses a chance, he gets that defeated look that Morata used to have. And me, I think the top strikers usually they're not they're chance, even a small chance, go paint them all, but they don't look like it has broken them. But he gets that demeanor that like his poor chance and like he just looks broken. I remember, I know his name is forbidden, but Greenwood goes poor like 10 chances. He don't care. Oh, he just go jog back, wait for the next one, shoot again. Back then, Greenwood would get Ronaldo open. He go go pass him. He just go shoot anything. He didn't care. Garnacho too has that thing about him that like he's not fazed by anything. He can score a chance. He doesn't look fazed. He goes back. He goes at it again. Zegzi just looks like he's broken every time he misses a chance. Then on top, he doesn't have the anticipation to like even receive the ball in the box. So like those two things for me, if you don't have it, for you to be a top striker, it's going to be very hard.
But you know the funny thing, I remember when Jackson first came. That was the one quality about him. I used to say, give him time, this guy will come good. Jackson's head will never fall if he miss. Like, you can say anything you want about Billy Gino, but if he miss chance, that he will look discombobulated by that miss. You know what happened? He will try for the next one. Even if he has to be selfish, he will do that in the next chance just to try and get the goal, just to try and create a chance. And I think that is, I know they like, if you be player away, then visit, what are you good at? Way? Every day be intangible, sir. You know what I mean? I know say what's that? That be your what's that? Miss him out. But what's that? Is it bad? But I remember at that time, Jackson wasn't good at scoring. He couldn't really assist. But that was the one time I was like, you know what? This guy, because of this thing he has, the goals and the assists will come. He's not there yet, but everybody can admit that. That summer, the people then buy all be E day front.
Jackson, if his coffee face be horror, that's why you know they see him.
Hey, make you not move to Billie Jean like that.
His coffee face be horror, what do they talk?
See,
you know,
see?
You see that about people, they get expressions for their face.
You don't get expression. Hunger, the other one be hunger. but like at the end of the day, even Darwin, like Darwin Nunes, also has that about him. He will miss a chance. But I've never seen him miss a chance and then his head goes down. Bring the next chance. He'll miss it, but he'll try. But if you be striker where they do your body that be, oh, I miss a chance. Oh my God, daddy, how can this happen to me? I need to talk to my dad. Nah, bro.
But it could be time too, because then you see we get more Dutch players on our team. They give that demeanor. So if you watch Bretch, they behave the same way. Gakpo, they behave the same way. But right now, I'm scoping the force. You know they see him, right?
No, but you like, see, the difference, we see, those guys have a track record of being good. This guy doesn't, though.
Yeah, but this guy was Rookie of the Year in the Serie A.
Serie A Young Player of the Year. But Serie A,
Gakpo was one in the end. They're called 105. Make nobody can angry me for it. See, go see Syria. You know the ball police they play for there. You know the ball police they play for. Then they see
how police they play ball. You go spoil your career.
That's why I don't want to talk about you. It be your location they make you the talk that. But you see,
Captain America.
It's not just about the fact that I know you're talking in China, but we couldn't get 5 games out of Pulisic. All of a sudden, they play the whole half season. Hey.
Your physio's not good. That's why Rich James always the hospital.
It be cool. Make it a move to my captain, I beg you. Point
but,
is...
My United, I was impressed, but I actually like that. And the reason why I like this is like the tactics we do plus the FA Cup. You see, the man no go fit continue to lose like that. If they win like once in a while,
we sacrifice Brentford.
We take Brentford, give them free, make us see them our next few fixtures.
Then get Chelsea for there somewhere.
Oh, then get West Ham. West Ham, Kudus, sorry. Kudus for lose.
The next fixture is Fenerbahce away in the Europa. That'd be Mourinho in team. On top to
them, they know the force.
Yes, Mourinho, that's Mourinho if, away.
If we call Mourinho, we go feel salty people. Ah,
Charlie, the Europa then be 24 too.
Charlie, drew with FC 20 at home.
They'll be 24 for the Europa.
20 way or the Chelsea women got FC 20 like 2 days. They made them slap them for them.
But yeah, so like Fenerbahce will take it. Fenerbahce for loose. West Ham for loose. Then Chelsea, you people for draw.
Leicester, we go score them. But
Leicester be where we foresee some skirmish more. So mind you for do another draw. Ipswich, then we take win. The dash.
No, so, then we go score them, eh? Then they will go Leicester, then they will go win, and we'll talk we are back.
Yes, exactly.
Then we'll go drop after that be who? After Leicester be who?
After Leicester be Ipswich. That
be the place where then we said that go lose, then we'll talk say, oh, Kieran McKenna.
No, they don't go feel loose for that. That one, if they lose, then go feel sacred, man. Man for day. You see the tactics, you watch them. See, make them stand and lose Everton, Arsenal.
So if they lose to Chelsea, then we will go win to Leicester and Ipswich. Then we'll talk say,
exactly.
It was a blip because look, they beat Fenerbahce, then beat West Ham, Chelsea, can we? Easy.
Yes.
That'll be how we cook up.
Yeah. So that the good day are 7-8.
Then the season went. Then you go renew your contract again.
Anyway, moving on. FPL, it's been a while since we did this, but Charlie, this weekend, it's been my worst FPL weekend of all time.
Every time they talk, they say, like, you did page what? Page 4.
See, as of Saturday, I get 1 point.
Hey.
End of Saturday, I get 1 point. I think today, I don't really check, but I think I will get like 10 points or something.
Then you
like,
get Haaland FPL, for your team.
I don't go play again. I get Haaland. Haaland get 4 points. Me, I don't go play the FPL again.
Where you don't get Salah too?
Me, I just do for the listeners where they like them. So I just run through the top 10 in FPL.
Basically, you are not among.
I'll go run through the top 10 quickly. So, in first place, we have George Ofori of the Queen's Finest. Second place, we have Nana Yao of Nana Yao. In team 2, his name is Nana Yao. So,
hold up for that. This unimaginative kind of people where me are, this boy will kick him out of the FPL quick. Nana Yao, if you listen to me.
If you like your name, why? What be your problem?
This be FPL, at least be imaginative. The Queen's Finest. If he tells you this guy, he stay UK or something like that. Nana, what's in your tema? You must say, Anumabu. Where did they say? Amaza. We for kick him out of there. No. That be how that guy will be in the last season. Last should be you two will for go. I'm saying this season, no camp as that team.
I don't even know where that is, but you make a finish it. So third place we have Delali Norte of Telo CF. Fourth place, we have PK of Cloud. The team name just be Cloud. In fifth place, we have
Fred. You didn't see what are they talking about? This be the camp. All of them kick them out. First of all, I kick them out before they be unimaginative. Secondly, it will help my boys Smiley make his team come up because every day they page 4. So I have a fine way to make. Oh, sorry.
So in fifth place, we have Godfrey Kufu of Players Floor. In sixth place, we have Ekwesi. The team name be Rude. In seventh place, we have Gilbert Lechu of G Boys. In eighth place,
shout out to G Lechu. G Lechu. He be Liverpool fan, yeah.
That's why he named would be the G Boys. All these people, fucking them out. All of them, they have.
So,
They must.
In eighth place, we have Lord Mensah of Football Mobley. In ninth place, we have Edmond Ampedu Appiah of Nuggets. And then finally, in 10th place, we have Sam Adai of Hawk Chua FC. So, yeah.
That's so, this is in the, we say, at the here when I criticism last year, where them say, Yopo, you think you've seen failure, but we're about to show you real, tangible failure. Yopo!
I mean, we're the with creative names with the chew, so.
What be your team name?
I know we talk.
I
don't want to make anybody go fire. I don't want to make anybody go fire. So yeah, that's it for FPL for this week. If you remember to select your FPL teams before the weekend, because a lot of people forget. Me, you know, I forget too. I select, but still, you know, source. So yeah. So now it's time for our Who Am I segment. For those who haven't listened or watched this segment before, it's our football trivia segment. We give you some clues and then you guess who the player is. So, okay, since the last time Fred was on, we've switched up the format. So instead of directing the question to you directly, we just put it up and then the person who answers first gets the point. So also, if you guess wrongly, then the next person has to guess. So you know, we say you just go if you guess random players until you get them. So if you guess wrongly, you've lost your chance. The next
man, if I'm boom now, then you just go guess. So I go take get time guess, man.
So number one, I am an Australian goalkeeper who played for Middlesbrough.
Mark Schwarzer.
Correct. Italy.
You don't get ball knowledge.
See, this is why I know they like. First of all, I have a protest. Every day, why they pair me up with this guy? This guy, even my biggest rival, you there every day. Then you continue. Number two.
Okay. So number two. I am a Dutch midfielder. I am a Dutch midfielder who also has Ghanaian parents.
John Boateng.
Correct.
Bro, that don't be fair.
How it don't be fair?
Why you talk who was born in Ghana? Where you can't switch up again, go.
Continue. How did they change anything?
Ryan, so I left last question. Freddy, you know Fred, Demong again. Ryan,
I win. Okay, this one I will give you. I go left.
I'll be the match with 2-1. Make I just answer this one. Make you make 2-1.
So, I am a Norwegian fullback who played for Blackburn, Fulham, and Liverpool. I was the Norwegian Footballer of the Year in 2005.
Yeah.
And Fulham Player of the Year in 2008.
John Anarise.
Correct.
Finally.
This one, they're like, Fred go get up easy by 11.
You chair yourself.
I answer more, but then are they on mute? You know this.
We know this. So final one. This one also doubles as a listener question. So, it won't come in the final. Your answer won't come in the final cut, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I am a Senegalese striker who played for Southampton, Wolves, and Stoke City. I was a runner-up in the African Cup of Nations in 2002. Who am I?
What were the teams?
Southampton, Wolves, and Stoke City. Since both of you know get, it's even good. The listeners will come answer them. I will leave them like that. So yeah, we've come to the end of this episode. If you haven't done this already, please follow our social media pages. On Twitter, Instagram is ATWPodcastGCR. On TikTok, it's After The Whistle. Subscribe to our YouTube, After The Whistle Podcast. We are still growing that side. So yeah, actually, try to get us to 200 subscribers on YouTube because we've still not reached that landmark. And then yeah, as usual, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, these are Amazon, we did all of those sites. Again, Charlie Fred, thanks again for joining us on this one. Again, on short notice, we apologize always, for that one again. But yeah,
always good. Just not say if Liverpool is placed on big team, you go fit come on board. Make you know,
yeah, if like, clear your schedule, what's Liverpool?
When they can't call you, then it'll be short notice. If Liverpool is playing City, you for the Liverpool is playing Arsenal, you for the nobody now, they can't call you, Master.
Well, you only for call me, ask me, win. Make no call me as you lose. Don't call me when we lose.
But thank you so much for coming.
Like, next week, like this, it'll be dicey. Next week, Arsenal, the way they make they make angry for this Bournemouth, they will take all camp put on a cup.
Yeah,
but I'm interested to see how it goes.
That'd be a line up with the need one.
Yeah, they yeah. Curry meet me already. He saved me. I say,
this week too. We also, if he listen this episode finish, the way he go beat me,
he go vex your friend.
He walk out tweet plenty. Today he keep me fast. So he say I know they make bias anymore. So if he listen, he go talk to him. Why did I even give this guy a compliment?
So yeah, tell me, my girl, once again, congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you.
Hope that you don't go stress your wife the way they stress me for here.
They're stressing my life.
Yeah, tell me, once again, thank you guys for listening to this one. And as always, ATW dominates the conversation.
This has been a Gold Coast Reports production. Catch up on episodes and discover more shows from our network on listen to gcr.com.